Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today, over the phone, we are joined by Dr. Ashley Yager from USU Heart. Dr. Yager, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time again to come talk with us.
I so appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, we're here. We have you on to talk about something I'm pretty interested in, and it's the Living Well with Chronic Pain seminar. This is going to be something that we talked about earlier is for people who are both living with chronic pain or are caregivers for people who might be living with chronic pain. So it's really an open class for everyone. So my first question for you is kind of, can you give us an in-depth look in what this class is?
Yeah, so it's a hands-on practical skill workshop that's over 6 weeks that helps people learn about skills and other ways to manage chronic pain while they also connect and share with other people. And this one's actually online, so it's sharing with people both in our local community but also from across the state of Utah. And they can all join from the comfort of their home, so you meet people in different walks of life and different areas as well.
And when you're experiencing things like chronic illness, I mean, sometimes it can feel like a lonely endeavor. I mean, it feels like you might not have a community. So this is a chance for people to get out and realize that their struggle is not alone and that they have people they can turn to and ways they can learn other than just by spending time with themselves. So this is something that I think is going to be very beneficial for people, like you said, not only just in the Castle Country area, but all around the state as well.
Yeah, exactly. And we can learn from each other too, right? There's these practical skills that we'll be going over that are evidence-based, and everybody that joins gets a workbook and these tools in their toolkit. But they also will learn from each other because people have a lot of really cool ways that they manage their own pain, and it's nice to share that with people that, you know, might not otherwise be connecting with people.
And then this class is starting right around the corner. When is that start date?
So the start date is officially January 15th, and it's 6 weeks, but we have one the week before on January 8th where we do a 30-minute information session just to kick us off and get us started, show people how Zoom works and kind of the format, answer any questions they have, and then we start fully at 10 a.m. on January 15th and go all the way through February 19th, and each class is about 2 hours long. Give or take, and we have breaks and that kind of thing worked into the workshop because it's virtual, so people can have time to walk around, get a snack, whatever they need to do.
And then we touched on it earlier in this interview, but let's talk about some of the benefits of a class like this.
Yeah, so classes like this are amazing to give you different ideas and ways to manage your pain, or if you are a caregiver, ways to help the people that are in your life manage their pain. It's one way, and we talk a lot about alternative pain management strategies, like our thought processes, some pain-reducing exercises, and other ways to manage pain that are not necessarily opioids or prescription medication. So we talk about those, and we also talk about the place for prescription medications and managing pain as well. So it's a really great class. There's a lot of good tools. I mentioned tools in your toolkit, so we'll be giving a lot of those throughout those 6 weeks.
Yeah, one thing that you said that just sounds really interesting is kind of the thought processes to manage pain, because that's something that I myself have never really thought of. But, you know, I think of the more traditional methods. So can we talk about that for a second? How can your thought processes impact living with chronic pain?
I love that question. I think we don't often think about how we think about pain, right? So it's a little bit meta. And so when we think about the ways that we think about our pain, it can actually change the way that we interpret it and sense it in our bodies. So we talk about this in our class of interpreting those pain signals and different relaxation strategies, meditations, things that can actually connect us and ground us in the moment that actually help to reduce our experiences of pain, because stress actually can increase our experiences of pain. So we talk a lot about managing those other things that contribute to pain as well, like stress and things going on that maybe are out of our own control.
Yeah, that's a cool thing to think about. You know, I've never really interpreted pain like that. So that's something that I'm taking away from this. And I'm sure by going to the Living Well with Chronic Pain workshop, you're going to be learning a lot more tips like that that will be very beneficial and very informative. Now, Dr. Yager, how do you register for this workshop?
Excellent question. You will register directly with Compass. You can find that link on our Facebook page, the extension Facebook page through Heart. Or you can just look up Compass, and I hope you can link that here for people to find.
Yep, we'll definitely include that link on our website, castlecountryradio.com. You'll be able to find the link there and register directly from this interview. Now, Dr. Yager, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, I just hope everybody benefits from this and can join us if they're available. There are also other ones that are in person and across the state, so find one that works for you on that Compass website.
Well, Dr. Yager, always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you again for taking the time. Again, that was Dr. Ashley Yager with USU Extension Heart, and we were talking about the upcoming Living Well with Chronic Pain workshop. You can register for that online at Compass or on our website at castlecountryradio.com. We'll link you right to that sign-up page. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.